Talking today with Bray Haven, contract lobbyist with American Farmers and Ranchers, and this week AFR and some of its leaders are up in D.C. this week for a fly-in talking to our policy leaders there in our nation's capital. Bray Haven on the phone with us today, and Bray, you're helping these guys out there in D.C. with some of these policy issues, guiding them through the territory up there. Tell us a little bit about what's going on, kind of give us an update of your week so far.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, our national organization's having our fly-in, so we've got National Farmers Union and the groups from the rest of the organization from across the country are all up here in D.C., and I don't think we could have picked a better time to be up here talking to our lawmakers. We've got meetings set with all of our Oklahoma delegation, and you know, we're really focusing on the issues that are at hand right now, which are, you know, the current trade situation with China and our markets and what's going on. It's not great in farm country, and I would just you know, start off by saying to those listening to this online or however you may be listening, that it's as important now as ever to be involved with your farm organization. Hopefully that's AFR in Oklahoma, and you know, what we're doing is we're talking to our lawmakers. We need a solution to the problems that we have right now, whether it's the trade war, whether it was the market disruption on the beef cattle side that USDA is now investigating. There's just a lot of bad things going on in the farm economy and across the country, and specifically Oklahoma, as our economy is so dependent on the agricultural industry. And so we need to be talking to our federal lawmakers about these issues and try to get a resolution on these.
Absolutely, and I think you hit the nail on the head there talking about just all the many factors that are kind of funneling down into the current situation and just creating this depressed economic condition in agriculture. And so let's kind of break that down a little bit, and I know that trade has been kind of the focal point of your discussions there this week, specifically on China. That's a huge deal, but then you've also got other things such as the USMCA agreement that still needs to be ratified, and of course ongoing discussions with Japan and the UK. So what are some of those talking points that you've kind of hit on while you've been in these meetings with our leaders up there in D.C., and what has been their response to that?
Yeah, I think for the most part, you know, our delegation is sensitive to what we're saying as far as we've got to find a resolution with China. I mean, China is our you know, the biggest market out there for our agricultural products. And that's really been our sticking point. You know, as important as USMCA may be, and whether or not that needs changes or not might be a discussion for another day. But for us, our main talking point is we've got to get something resolved with China. You know, these other trade deals are important, whether that's, you know, the EU or Japan, as you mentioned. But we've got to get something done with China. And, you know, President Trump sticking to his guns. You know, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, you can see he's going to fight, but I don't know that we can stand it much longer. Mm-hmm. Because, as you know, the economy is so depressed in the agriculture community, and I just don't know how much longer our farmers and ranchers across Oklahoma, across the country, can take it.
Yeah, and you know, speaking with some folks around the state and around the country, you know, it seems like we're getting to kind of that critical level right now, economically speaking, where, like you said, farmers are starting to break under the pressure a little bit. What's the attitude out there? Are they trying to back President Trump and understand what his goal is, or are they kind of coming around to the point in time where they're saying, let's throw in the towel and just get something done? What's the feeling out there?
As of now, I don't know that anybody's ready to throw in the towel from the folks we've talked to, but I think they do agree that we've got to get something done and get something done quick. You know, one farmer that's with our group today was talking to one of the representatives and said, you know, I'd love to have you out to my farm when you're back in the district, but I may not still be there by the time you get out to come do it. And I thought that hit the nail on the head with what our group's been discussing with these guys. It is a reality. It is a reality in farm country, and something has to be done.
Yeah. And of course, that's important too, to do what exactly what you guys are doing and bringing in real farmers from the countryside to DC to share their stories. That's always important and helps really illustrate and demonstrate that point to our leaders there so that they actually get a real world view of what's happening out there. So
absolutely. We've got farmers and ranchers from all parts of the state within all different commodity groups. And diversified age groups. We've got a couple of young farmers and ranchers with our group, and we've got some folks that have been doing it for many years. And so I think it's important that we continue to let these lawmakers know that, you know, in order for young farmers to stay in business and keep their family farms going, you know, we've got to get something done up here. So
absolutely. So of course, I guess the strategy now is just to continue to put pressure on the administration to find that speedy resolution and get this thing resolved once and for all.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Bray, tell us a little bit more. Are there any other priority issues that you all are discussing right now as their contract lobbyist there for AFR? I'm sure you're hitting on some other topics. Like you said, there's just so much going on right now.
Yeah, you know, a few of the things that we've been talking about. Obviously, USMCA has been at the forefront, as many of the other ag groups are getting behind that. You know, that's what some of the representatives have asked us about. You know, our national organization would like to see some improvements. Obviously, USMCA is better than NAFTA, but there's a couple things that they'd like to see improved on this USMCA deal. You know, shrinking the farm safety net. We've been talking to these legislators, the ones that have been here longer than a year, and thank them for their votes on the former farm bill and those programs that are working well. There are some of those programs that are working really well. We've been putting a little bit of pressure on these guys. We've got to get something done over in the port after all the disasters that happened in Northeast Oklahoma this past year. We'd like to see some speedy recovery to that port to make sure that is an opportunity, and that's another market that our farmers have an opportunity to sell their products through. So those are a couple of the other different things, but we've really just been driving home that we've got to get something done with China, and you know, I think that'll help the rest of the markets out as well. So
absolutely. Just based on your discussion so far this week, do you have any kind of a idea of a timeline that the administration is kind of working with right now, or any goals or objectives that they're trying to achieve in order to get this thing moving?
Not that we've heard of, especially from Congress or the Senate. We haven't heard anything specific. I know many of them are also trying to put some pressure on the administration to get something done. But we're not hearing any concrete timeline or any concrete solutions to the problem. Obviously, the Trump administration is doing all of that negotiating. And so we're just hopeful that he can get something resolved on it.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Bray, anything else that we should know about your meeting out there this week? Any highlights you want to share with us before we let you go?
I think we're just happy to be representing the family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma as we continue to grow and do what we do. If you're not part of a farm organization, AFR, whether it's representing you at the Capitol or through our youth programs and some of the other things that our cooperative has to offer, we hope that you'll get involved with us because we plan to stay involved and keep hitting the ground running as far as these legislative issues go, whether it is on the state level or the national level. And I just appreciate you guys, how you guys do at Radio Oak on the network and spreading the farm message, and we appreciate you guys.
All right. Bray Haven, contract lobbyist with American Farmers and Ranchers, joining us over the phone today from Washington, D.C. during the National Farmers Union fly-in. Bray, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Carson.
For the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Carson Horn reporting.